The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up, went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. When we hear this story of the prodigal son, we often think it's strictly about the son who left and came back. And perhaps it is. After all, it's called the prodigal son. But I'd like to offer you another way of looking at this parable. Here's this father with two sons. The younger of the two one day comes to the father and demands his share of the inheritance and goes away, squandering it all in a foreign land. This father, who had raised the boy, cared for him, protected him, provided for him, and all the boy saw was money, what was due to him, what he was rightly could claim his own. And what grief and sorrow the father must have felt when his son only saw him as something that he was entitled to. What grief and sorrow he must have felt when his son left the house. We can only imagine that he had many sleepless nights wondering about the safety of his child. Is he safe? Is he okay? Does he have enough to eat? And then what joy the father experiences when his son returns, when his son recognizes the goodness, the love, and the character that his father has. Even his servants eat well. The father sees his son approaching from far off after being gone for a great time and is immediately filled with joy, so much so that he doesn't even care about his son's speech. Now, I don't know if you remember when you were little, and maybe you didn't do this, but I know I did. If I got in trouble, I'd think, what do I got to say to get out of this? How do I, appeal to mom and dad to, get them to forgive me? And so you create all this long text and what you want to say and how you want to say it. And then you go and present your case. And this father's like, no, you don't have to. I'm glad you're back. I'm happy that you have returned home. And immediately sends away his servants to go and get him the finest robes, a ring to put on his finger to recognize that he is still a son and is part of the family, to bring him sandals and to slaughter one of the fattened calves for a massive feast. That's joy. But now, imagine if the father wasn't there. This young man comes home looking for his father who he used only for his wealth. And all he finds is an empty house, the door ajar, windows battering against the house with the wind, the dust swirling around in the empty rooms. There's no one there to greet him, no one to forgive him, no one to rejoice at his homecoming. That boy would have gone away defeated, worse off than he was before. Now imagine this is the 21st century. Boy comes home to find his father missing and falls into a great sadness, great depression, a great sorrow. So he seeks out a psychologist to get better, to help him with his guilt. Now, psychologists, therapists, they are good, and if you have a need for one, please, please, please see one. They are important, and they are helpful. But despite how helpful they are, there's one thing they cannot do. They cannot forgive us. They cannot absolve us of our sins. We need someone greater than ourselves for that. We need a father. Specifically, at our baptism, someone much greater than us became our father. God himself adopted us, each one of us, at our baptism as sons and daughters of his. We're grafted on his side, made one with him to be part of his family. He is our father, and it's him that we turn to. My brothers and sisters, as God's children, we often squander the father's inheritance in foreign lands on dumb things all the time. We sin, and we fall short of the glory of God. And it's only by recognizing how silly we were in the first place to even walk away from him that we can begin to make amends. Holy Mother Church, inspired and led by the Holy Spirit and modeling herself after Christ, always provides opportunities to return to our Heavenly Father. We have direct access to God in the sacraments, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation. And it's there that we can find the Father's embrace. It's there that he will run to us from far off, chasing us down into the field, not letting us get our speech off even a word, and just rejoicing at the fact that we have come home to him. There in the confessional, it's there that we find the sacrament of happiness. St. Jose Maria Escriva calls it the Sacramento de Alegría, the sacrament of happiness. And oftentimes, a lot of people interpret that to mean happiness for me. And while that's true, yes, I can't tell you how many times I felt that joy and happiness in the sacrament of confession, but it's also the sacrament of happiness for God himself, our Father. how much joy and happiness he has when we return to him. He's going to slaughter the fattened calf. He's going to put us in the finest robes. He's going to put us in rings to recognize our dignity and our humanity and our belonging to his family. We have this opportunity here every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We have this opportunity here every Saturday morning at 8:45. And we're going to have a special Lenten penance service during Holy Week on Tuesday at 7 p.m. These are our opportunities to be welcomed by the Father, to be embraced, to be kissed, to be interrupted so we can't give that speech that we've prepared. And this is our opportunity to be robed in the finest of clothing, a clean soul. Even if we've been away for months, for years, for decades, now is the time to return. If you've been waiting for a sign, looking for a sign, this is it. Now is the time to look our Father in the face and be welcomed back and loved. Our Father wants nothing more but to rejoice at our homecoming.